Hey guys, welcome to the Ronin Rabbit, a Usagi Yojimbo fan podcast. I'm your host, Ed Moore. Keep in mind there's going to be spoilers this episode as I talk about Volume 3, Issue number 62. Now, if you want to leave feedback, you can feedback me at Twitter or SkyBlue at Teal like the color, T-E-A-L Productions. I post the episodes on the Usagi Yojimbo fan page on Facebook. You can find them there. Leave comments. BigTimeNoise.com/RoninRabbit is the website. You can, of course, leave comments there. And the email is usagipodcast@gmail.com. And you can send a comment of indeterminate length there. I'm looking at Volume 3, Issue number 62 of Usagi Yojimbo from Dark Horse Comics, the Maverick line at the time. The story is entitled Ghost Warriors, and Mike's Amazing World tells me this should have been out November 27th of 2002. Now, looking at the cover, it's kind of an interesting cover, I think, for Usagi. You've got a 80%, 85% of the background of the cover is a series of skeletal samurai warriors, just lined up row after row after row as you go from the bottom to the top of the page. Skeletons inside samurai armor. And then in the forefront is Usagi and Jotaro as they are examining the body that has been found. Looks like in some sort of wetland or bog or swamp, something like that. Inside front cover is an half Usagi sketch page here. The title of the story, Ghost Warriors, and we're told that this is created, written, and illustrated by Stan Sakai. The front cover colors was Tom Luth, and the back cover colors by Jason Vam. And all kinds of publisher information. Kind of a stylized indicia, but there's another one, I believe. Yeah, there's the more standard looking one on the inside back cover. So we open up Ghost Warriors. We see a group of soldiers, both on foot and mounted, during the Great Wars. I'm not sure what the Great Wars were. Maybe they weren't. I don't know. But in particular is a foot soldier, or we're told by Mr. Sakai, an Ashigaru, who is leading this particular contingent of his troops. He's a member of this army through the forest as a shortcut to ambush the forces that they are fighting against. He leads them to a cliffside, which is then beset upon by archers from the opposite side of the gorge in a couple different areas, pinning these soldiers down and massacring them for the most part. The soldier that did survive, we're told his name was Tobu, and because he led these soldiers into this ambush by the winning army, he was granted the master of a nearby village, which is where this story takes place. Usagi and Jotaro are staying at this village, and they're being told this story by one of the villagers here, whom presumably they are staying with. Their situation is not very good. The master of the village, the head man, there's several other words that you will see throughout media and time for whoever's in charge of the villages during this medieval period of Japanese history. He is excessively taxing the people, and they are suffering for it. And that is the story that is being relayed to Usagi. The history is probably more for our sake, because it comes into play very much here. Jotaro volunteers Usagi to help, but the villager that they're staying with kind of begs it off and says, no, I understand, samurai. You're merely passing through. This is not something that probably concerns you, and that's okay. But Usagi thinks for a moment but this says, no, if things are as bad as you say, something needs to be done. And of course, we know that initially, at least, it will be a non-violent kind of thing that Usagi wants to do. So he's using his head, trying to come up with a fitting way to not just reduce, but to end the plight of the villagers being taken advantage of. Our next scene is in the nearby forest. We see that there is a Tokage hunt going on by the headman of the village, his number two, and a group of soldiers, again, both mounted and on foot. I would say that the ones on foot probably are servants, but they're chasing Tokage through the forest. They come to the edge of a clearing, and Usagi is just standing there in his mino that we saw last issue, actually. So it's funny. I brought up he never seems to pack, you know, stuff like that, because he either has it or he doesn't. And here he has it yet again, but he doesn't have a pack to carry it around. So I don't know. But nonetheless, he's looking very foreboding, standing here looking across from this small forest across a clearing to the main forest, which turns out to be the forest where the soldiers were ambushed and killed, that is now reportedly haunted by the unsettled dead, those that were tricked and massacred in the initial story that we were told. And they ask what he is doing. He says, I'm waiting for them. And the headman says, what are you talking about? They're here. Who? What is this samurai, says Mishito. He's much more brusque and self-assured than what Tobu comes across, at least to me, in these portions of the story. And then Tobu notices lights in the forest, but what are they? And Usagi tells him they're the restless spirits of the unavenged dead come back to right a wrong. And of course, Tobu, Mishito may not know that, that aspect of the story, but Tobu knows full well what Usagi is referring to. And immediately Mishito says, it's a trick, and he's very dour, brusque looking in his face. And he's a bear of some sort. A lot of the shorter-eared creatures, I can't necessarily tell what they are because they all can look kind of similar. Cats and dogs and bears and, oh my, no, yeah, that's, sorry. So sometimes I have a hard time discerning exactly what animals Mr. Sakai is wanting to use, although since the very beginning it would have been kind of interesting to list and track to see if those in power or those subservient are particular animals consistently, if the villagers are consistent animals. I haven't paid that much attention. I think it has a wide range typically, but that would be interesting to do a study on throughout the series. Anyways, not by me. My hands are full as it is. It's curious how you happen to be here the first time these spirits show up. Who are you, stranger? Continues Mishito. Usagi says, I am Miyamoto Usagi. I was summoned here by the hungry spirits. I have had experience with hauntings and exorcisms. Tobu tells him, then you must help me to rid the area of the evil spirits of the woods. I will pay whatever you want. As you wish, Usagi retorts. And on the other side of the clearings, the valleys, what have you here, we see that the lights are actually villagers being led or helped by Jotaro, holding lanterns. And it's far enough away and dark enough that all you see is the light. You don't see any of the villagers or anything like that. So the Tobu group and Usagi turn away, and Jotaro says, Uncle Usagi is going with them. Good, let's get these lanterns out of here, says one of the villagers. They go back to Tobu's home. Gasp, what did you say? Says Tobu. The spirits in the woods are restless. You must make amends to appease them. The quickest way is to be a benefactor to the poor. And behind and off to the side, Usagi and Mishito have the same face. Basically, the same expressions, not the same face because they're different characters. I don't mean to imply Mr. Sakai can't separate them. That does seem to be a thing perhaps in contemporary comics, that some artists draw faces very, very similar from character to character, and you can't really tell who's who except by other things, hair color or what they're wearing or stuff. But Mr. Sakai, he does an excellent job. All the characters are definitely separate as far as the features. There is no problem tracking them in and out of different panels and the different characters and whatnot. I don't know, says Mishito. Is there another way? Usagi responds, the longer you delay, the greater the danger. Soon, they will leave the trees and haunt you in your own home. What? I'll do as you say immediately. And Tobu's rushing out. I'll make arrangements to make restitutions to the villagers at once. And Usagi just kind of, he's noticing Mishito here behind him, and he reaches down calmly and gets a cup to sip from. I still think it's too much of a coincidence that you showed up the same time that the lights did, Mishito said. Sip. And I'm not convinced those were spirit lights in the forest. Sip. I'll keep my eyes on you, Miyamoto Usagi. Sip. Whew, Usagi thinks after Mishito leaves. That one's intimidating. I hope we haven't taken on more than we can handle. So he was being all casual, sipping on the, probably tea, I guess it would be. I think I said water. I bet it's tea. Next day, probably the next day, but sunrise, very early in a later day. A villager is running by and he runs to the home of the gentleman that Usagi and Jotaro are staying with. And he exclaims, Tobu-sama is in the village square giving out free sacks of rice. And so this villager, along with Jotaro, rushes out. And sure enough, here in the center of the village is a wagon of rice, barrels of actually dry rice, it looks like. And one of Tobu's men is at a barrel that has been opened with a scooper. And so apparently he's just scooping out until they have as much as they want to carry rice to each of the villagers. There's a small line here waiting. Mishito is on a horse. Tobu is over here on a horse telling everyone, line up, line up. You'll all receive a generous ration of rice. Don't worry, there's plenty for all. Usagi is standing over here to the side and you see other guards and you see people going on home with their freshly filled sacks of rice. Kind of a cool little panel here. I like it. This is merely the beginning. There will be more, much more. Taxes will be cut by a third, says Tobu on his horse. So all the villagers are happy. There's some, you know, panels of chit-chat between them and Usagi and Jotaro. And one of the villagers is walking by and he sees Usagi and he says, thank you, samurai. Which, of course, could spoil things because Usagi is not supposed to have anything to do with the villagers, right? He was here to pass a message to Tobu. And that is the first person he presumably encountered in the village was Tobu because he was being all spooky mystical out there following the spirits and Tobu happened upon him. So that should be the first person in the village that Usagi encountered. But here this villager perhaps is giving it away and then we see it immediately. This was done in the vicinity of a mounted Mishito and he says, do you know that peasant Usagi? And Usagi turns back and with a, you know, a scowling, menacing look on his face, which is the same look that Mishito still has. I wonder if he ever relaxes. Mishito, I mean. Usagi says, of course not. What kind of villagers do you have around here? They have no respect. And Mishito's reaching for his sword and says, I'll punish him. He insulted me. I can take care of it. Peasant, stop where you are, Usagi exclaims. And the villager, scared, he says, ee! And he drops his bag of rice. How dare you speak so familiarly to your better? Forgive me, samurai. Forgive me. I meant no offense. Get out of here and never make that mistake again. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the villager runs off minus his rice. Mishito says to Usagi, I would have been much harsher with him. And Usagi thinks, yeah, I know. We'll ride to the edge of the forest this evening to witness those lights. If they do not appear, we will know that the spirits are satisfied and Tobu-sama's generosity can come to an end. And I guess it's kind of a combination deal there. Mishito likes the largesse that he lives on right now. And he may be in line to take Tobu's place if something happens to Tobu. So he doesn't want the situation to change until Tobu is gone. I'm throwing up the quote marks here. So that he can take his place and continue to live on that largesse or perhaps even more, as would befit the headman of the town rather than the number two of the headman of the town. Plus, he's just a real, male organ, I'll say. A real, what do the English say? A real bell end? Yeah, so. It's almost dark. The spirits will be coming out soon, Mishito says, as he and, Tobu says, as he and Mishito and their entourage are here waiting for the lights to return. And they do see them, but then Usagi says, he's right. Something's wrong. The lights are moving too fast. They act confused as if they're fleeing something. Oh, no. And earlier he found out that Mishito is not here with Tobu. He had other duties that he needed to take care of, according to Tobu. And at this point, I believe Usagi realizes what those other duties probably were. Tobu notices there's one coming this way. The vengeful spirits are coming for you. Run, Tobu-sama, run. I'll protect you. Run. And Tobu turns his horse and yells. But then from behind him, someone yells, Tobu-sama, wait. And he turns his horse and says, Mushido, what is the meaning of this? I've captured one of the spirit lights, Tobu-sama. And you see Mushido carrying the lantern, and Usagi's thinking, oh, no. Usagi and the peasants have tricked you, Tobu-sama. Here is one of his accomplices, and on the horse, and then thrown to the ground at Tobu's horse's feet, Mushido had captured Jotaro. So they're going back and forth. They realize, they turn on Usagi. Usagi quickly kills, it looks like Tobu. No, it's got to be one of his retainers. Tobu's here. Okay. It's one of his retainers, killing him, knocking him off the horse. Usagi immediately jumps up on that horse and grabs Jotaro. Cool. Couple panels here as Usagi is riding up to him. And then the second panel, we see the two hands. One you can tell is Usagi's and the other you assume is Jotaro. And then the next panel, Usagi on the horse mounted with Jotaro mounted behind him. The first and third panels where it shows Usagi on the horse, he is reining in the horse with one hand, grasping Jotaro with the other, and has his sword clasped between his teeth, which is just awesome. Mr. Sakai he thinks very cinematically. Yeah, cinematically, I think. But all of these action scenes in particular are worthy of being in a movie. They're mock-ups that you would see artists do or mock-ups that producers have artists do of how they envision scenes going for a movie. And there's a mock-up is a bad word. There's a word for that. Yeah, I can't think of that word. But that's very much what panels of Usagi are these interstitial points in movies that direct, you know, where the producer wants the action to go and be. Usagi's riding off now, and the Tobu retainers are upon him. Individual after individual, he starts, you know, knocking them down, killing them, outrunning them, what have you, except for Mushido. And Mushido is able to continue the pursuit, but our interest is taken by Tobu, who was riding along with them, but then realizes that he has ridden into the spooky haunted forest that he never wants to go into. But by the time he notices that, he's a little farther in the forest than what he thought. And so he starts looking around. He gets lost. He can't find his way out. He can't find how he got into the forest. He doesn't know the forest because he hasn't been in it since his treachery of many, many years ago. So he's getting more and more scared. He starts yelling for Mushido and just starts aimlessly trotting around through the forest trying to find a way out. Cut back to Mushido, who is gaining on Usagi. Usagi dispatches the last of the retainers, so now only Mushido is left. He is reining the horse by his teeth, Mushido is, holding his sword with both hands as he's rushing up on Usagi. And just as he gets there, Usagi is able to either kill him or he dies falling off the horse. Either way, Mushido is dispatched. That's the last of them. Now let's get out of the forest. It should be easy enough. The trails are clearly marked, Usagi tells us. Well, he doesn't tell us. He's speaking to Jotaro. But he's telling us, which the scene before and this next scene, well, it immediately calls into question, well, then what is Tobu's issue in that he can't find his way around, through, or out of the forest? And that's because the forest has decided that it does not want Tobu to leave. And that, you know, you got kind of that feeling with the first scene. But here, the second scene, that is most definitely what you feel. And then actually the final scene of the story really sums that up for you. But Tobu is getting more and more frightened. His horse is frightened. His horse throws him and gallops off in whatever direction, which I don't understand why Tobu didn't just get up and follow the horse, at least in that direction. I mean, you know, he's not fast enough, of course, to follow a scared horse, but it would be that direction is out, right? The horse is going to be able to find the way out, but he doesn't. Tobu cowers on the ground, and you see something maybe whispering, talking, or maybe, you know, Tobu thinks he hears something, but he's like, what? Mishito, is that you? Mishito, where have you been, you stupid? And then with this horrified face, Tobu just screams out. Final page, epilogue. I'm glad the village has not suffered because of Tobu's disappearance, Usagi continues. So this is sometime farther on. So Usagi's and Jotaro has stayed with this villager, I would say, probably upwards to a week now, total. The villager's telling him there's no evidence we were in any way connected with that. And Jotaro says, we never saw him again once we entered the forest. Usagi, Jotaro and I will be leaving soon. Will you be all right? And the villager, Tobusama's son will now rule us. He's everything his father was not. Good, Usagi says. Funny thing about Tobusama, Jotaro said, I know he was an evil person and he will not be missed, but I wonder what became of him. And in those, each one of those phrases is a different panel. We see the forest, we see a zoom in of the forest, and we see a zoom in of a tree that has an image of a face as part of the tree. So that, of course, well, maybe not of course, but that is telling me that the forest got its revenge being filled with the spirits of the dead on Tobu, and I sucked him in, and he became one of the trees in the forest. Inside back cover is the letters page. One of them, one of the letters, was of interest because it names several books that Mr. Sakai uses involving architecture that he draws. Japanese Homes and Their Surroundings by Edward S. Morse. Kura, Design and Tradition of the Japanese Storehouse by Tishi Ito. And Japanese Detail Architecture by Seidao Hibi. Mr. Sakai also says, I also have many books specific to themes such as Palaces of Kyoto, Villas of Kyoto, and Japanese Castles. So those of you that may be interested in Edo period Japanese architecture, there are some books that Mr. Sakai uses to illustrate from. Then on the back cover is a silhouette. I'm not sure how you would describe this, but it's an image in the very center of the cover. The probably a third or upwards to a half of the outside is just blank cover. The image is very central, and actually it's even cut off some. But it's of Usagi with sword drawn, standing beneath a tree, skulls kind of stacked up around the tree, and a skull hanging by a noose, well, by a rope from the limb that is above Usagi's head. So he's very much in kind of a spooky forest here, standing his ground. And that is issue 62 of the Dark Horse Run, guys. Sorry if my commentary is kind of off or jilted. It kind of felt like it to me today. Haven't had the best couple days physically, so maybe that's the end result. But we have Miyamoto, Usagi, and Jotaro, Tobu, and Mishito as our dramatis personae. The villager also, but he didn't have a name, so he's kind of hard to track, of course. Very light on phrases. Samurai pops up several times. We know what that means already. But Eshigaru is the only defined, newly defined word. Well, even that's not newly defined, but defined in the book, I'll say. Mr. Sakai gave us a definition for that one. So, next time out, Volume 4, Issue Number 20 by IDW, Volume 4, Usagi Yojimbo, and I believe that's the introduction of his new ward, apprentice, what have you. I'm interested in reading that, not necessarily excited. I believe I stated some facts about that last episode, but we'll see. Talk to you guys next time. Ciao.